Welcome to the presence of the Lord today. Today is the first Sunday in the month of November. Yes, it's our Thanksgiving service, and we're going to appreciate and we're going to thank the Lord. But I also want you to know that this month is very special. I said it's a special month. Because the Lord said, as we were worshiping God, the Lord said I should tell someone that you have assumed, you thought, nobody knows my story. The Lord said I should tell you that very soon, everyone will know you. Amen. By your testimony, everyone will know you. Amen. We're going to be reading the book of John chapter 7. And I want to briefly talk about a life of overflow. John chapter 7, let's start from verse 37. We'll read to verse 39. John chapter 7, a life of overflow. In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and do what? And drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Verse 39. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should do what? Should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. May the Lord bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. A life of overflow. Praise God. Church, I'm here to tell someone, God is not just a God of insufficiency, of managing. Amen. God doesn't want you to manage that sickness. He does not want you to manage that issue. He does not want you to just manage in that relationship. He does not want you to manage in your finances. He is the God of more than enough. He is the God of sufficiency. He is the God of overflow. And he wants you to enjoy overflow in every area of your life. A life of overflow. God wants you to enjoy overflow in your health, in your career, in your studies, in your business, in your finances, in your marriage, over the life of your children. We read in the book of Psalm 23, verse 1. The psalmist says, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. I have more than enough. I have everything in sufficiency because the Lord is my shepherd. And if you go down to verse 5, now capital. That this God prepares a table before you. Let's read that in our NLT. It says he prepares a table before you in the presence of your enemy. He anoints, he honor me by anointing my head with oil. The Lord will honor someone. Amen. I said, the Lord will honor you. Amen. He will honor you by anointing your head with oil. And what will happen? Your cup will do what? With what? With what? God is going to honor you by anointing your head with oil. And he says your cup will now overflow with blessings. It does not matter which blessings you are trusting God for. When God visits, he's the one that will anoint you, and that cup will overflow with blessings. Blessings of health, blessings of favor, blessings of promotion. Promotions that will defy your qualification. It's coming someone's way. In the name of Jesus. I said God is the God of overflow. The God of more than enough. The children of Israel in Exodus chapter 16. From verse 17 and verse 18. Exodus 16, verse 17 and verse 18. When the Lord promised them to give them manna. Amen. In the wilderness. They first of all complained that we want bread. Can this God furnish a table in the wilderness? Can he make a way? And when God showed up, the Bible says, and the children of Israel, they did so. They obeyed the voice of the Lord. And they gather. Some gather more. Some gather less. Look at verse 18. Everyone, when they now began to distribute, he that gathered much had nothing over. He that gathered little had no what? No lack. And God is the one who can sustain you. Not based on your paycheck. Amen. Not based on your bank account. Not based on what you can see. God is the one who can fill you with joy and rejoicing and will cause it to overflow. Praise the Lord. This morning, in the book of John chapter 14, verse 24, I want to encourage someone to let you know that your peace from today will overflow. Amen. I said, your peace will overflow. Amen. Your peace will overflow. Go down to verse 27. Your peace will overflow. He said, peace, I live with you. My peace, because I'm the Prince of Peace, not as the world giveth. I am giving you a peace that defies every professional opinion. I am giving you a peace that defies every medical explanation. I'm giving you a peace in your home. In your marriage, over your children, receive it. He said, don't let your heart be troubled. Don't let it be afraid. Do you know why? Because the scripture made us to realize in Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. Galatians 5, verse 22. The fruit of the Spirit is what? It's love. It's joy. It's what? It's peace. Now, when you have this fruit, God wants this fruit to now overflow. You are not going to just have love, but that love will do what? Will overflow. That joy will overflow. That peace will overflow. But the question that I want to ask us this morning, church, is that how do I attract that overflow? Amen. How do I provoke that overflow? How do I enter into the overflow that the God of heaven has prepared for me? Praise God. And I'll give us two principles. Two principles of attracting and enjoying overflow. And you will understand by the time we finish. The first one. You must come to God. Always for overflow. Come to who? Come to God. Always for overflow. Hallelujah. Now when you look at our text, John chapter 7 from verse 37, Jesus made a declaration. Hallelujah. When you come to him, only those who are thirsty, only those who have a desire, only those who are longing to be filled. He says, come and do what? And drink. When you come to him, he's the one that will fill you. He's the one that will fill you till you overflow. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Verse 38. When you come to him because you believe, he says, it has already been written in the scripture, out of your belly will flow what? What will flow? Rivers. A river is not stagnant. Hallelujah. You want to enjoy overflow, you must come to God. Always for an infilling. For a refilling, for a continuous refilling. He that believe in me, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Let me emphasize this again. Let's go to the book of Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2 from verse 1. Talking about the disciples on the day of Pentecost. When the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And what happened? Verse 2. When they came together, with one accord. Suddenly, there was a sound from heaven, a rushing mighty wind, filled the house that they were sitting. And what happened? Verse 3. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues of fire, and it sat on each one of them. And verse 4 now says, each one of them, not anyone less, every one of them were all did what? Were all filled with what? With what? The Lord is going to fill your life. Amen. I said, he's going to fill your life. Amen. With the Holy Spirit. They receive an infilling of the Holy Spirit. You see, when they receive that infilling, God will fill your life. And when he fills it, he wants you to now do what? To now go out and what? And bless others. When they receive the infilling of the Holy Ghost, we all know what happened. When Peter lifted up his voice and began to preach, thousands gave their life to Christ. Amen. The Holy Spirit, beloved, God wants to continue to fill you afresh and anew. Every time you come before the presence of the Lord, you are coming in for an infilling, for a refill. How many of us have a vehicle? And when you fill your tank once, and you are saying, yes, that's it. This vehicle has enough for a lifetime. Hallelujah. That's exactly what we're talking about. Every time you come before the presence of the Lord, I want you to come with a mind of overflow. I am not going to go empty. God wants to fill you afresh and anew. They went, the apostles, they went and began to preach the word of God. If you go down to chapter 4, verse 23, Peter and John, the Lord used them to perform a miracle. Amen. The man at the beautiful gates. And all the leaders, you know, they were saying, well, what are you doing this? And they put them in prison. Praise God. They did what? They put them in prison. Acts chapter 4, verse 23. When they put them in prison, they commanded them, don't preach again in this name. But by the time they command, they said, no, we cannot keep quiet. We have the Spirit of God in us. It's an overflow. We cannot what? Stop talking about this God. When they now let them go, the report, you know, the elders let them go in verse 24. They went back to their own company. And what were they doing? They were praising God. They were worshiping God. They were praying. Praise God. They were worshiping God. They were praying that these people cannot stop us. 4:24, that these people cannot stop us from declaring the word of the Lord. They give praise to the name of God. And if you go down to verse 31 now, while they were praying, the Holy Ghost came upon them again and they received another infilling, overflow. A life of what? Of overflow. And when they are praying, the place was shaking where they were assembled and they were all filled again with what? With the Holy Ghost. I'm here to tell you, brethren, you want to live a life of overflow, you must always come back to God for an infilling, for a refill. Praise God. In the book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 7, verse 1, talking about Solomon. Solomon, the son of David, on record happens to be one of the richest kings on earth. And when Solomon built the house of the Lord, he built the temple for the Lord. And he came before the Lord. Now when Solomon made an end of what? Of praying. Do we see the trend here? Solomon built the house for the Lord, but he came before the presence of the Lord. You must always come to God for an overflow. He came before the presence of the Lord and prayed. And by the time he prayed, the fire came down and consumed the burnt offering, the sacrifices, and the glory of the Lord filled the house. The glory of God is going to fill someone's life. I said that glory will fill your life. Praise the Lord. The glory filled the house. In verse 2, what happened? When the glory filled the house, the priests could not even minister because the glory of the Lord filled the Lord's house. The overwhelming presence of the glory of God will fill your life. will fill your life. I know we know the story of Solomon, but this was a king that made up his mind, I am going to build a house for my God. How do I attract overflow? Always come to God. I don't want you to be satisfied with where you are. I've been saying this, beloved. It does not matter where you are now. There is always the next level. There is always the next level. And there is always the next level. Do you know why? Because we serve a God who says, as you continue to behold him, he will continue to move you from glory to glory to glory to great glory to greater glory to exceeding glory. Overflow. That is the purpose of God for your life. And you must make up your mind, I am not going to live an average life. I am not going to settle for anything less than the best. And that's why God told us this year will be a year of what? Of excellence. Is someone in the house who is ready to enter into their excellence? Then you must be ready to always come to God for overflow, because God will always fill you. Amen. Amen. The second thing, the first thing I said you must do what? Come before God for overflow. Come before him for an infilling, for a refuel, for a refuel. Let him replenish you on a daily basis in your spiritual life, in your finances, in your career. Always talk to God about them. Number two, you see, when you now receive, Pastor Missy said it earlier when she was, you know, welcoming us. When you receive something, it's a principle. When you receive something, what are you going to do? You receive it, you want to keep it and can it and sit on the can? Praise God. Those are children. You have just given them something and you want them to share. No, it's mine. The second principle, beloved, is that you must also give sacrificially what God has given you. Amen. You must do what? You must give sacrificially. You want to enjoy the principle, the God of overflow. You want to experience overflow. You cannot just receive and keep it to yourself. Give sacrificially what you have received. Amen. Luke 6:38. I'm sure we all know the scripture. It says, give. And it shall what? Be given unto you. Is it what you give? It said, good measures. Pressed down. Shaking together. And running over. Overflow. And we're not just talking about giving financially. When the scripture wants you to give. You see, how many of us knows that you are giving your time coming to the house of the Lord? Because I know we have professionals in the house like me. We get paid per hour, right? And you know how many hours you spend. You calculate it. Praise God. Let me tell us this, beloved. God is the one who is able to supply all your needs. According to his own riches, he's the one who has the overflow. When you give him your time, it will cause favor to run after you. It will cause contracts to run after you. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measures, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. In 2 Chronicles chapter 1, let's look at the life of Solomon. 2 Chronicles chapter 1, verse 6. When Solomon built the temple, after he came before the presence of the Lord, he went up before the brazen altar, which was at the tabernacle, and offered 1,000 burnt offerings upon it. 1,000. In those days, that was unprecedented. Praise the Lord. No wonder God visited him that same night. God visited him and gave him a blank check. What do you want? I am going to cause your life to overflow. Praise the Lord. I am going to cause your life to overflow. If you go down to verse 12, God visited him And God gave him wisdom. God gave him knowledge. You see, wisdom and knowledge is granted unto thee. And I will give thee riches and wealth and honor, such as none of the kings that have been before thee, neither shall there any after thee have the like. God wants to give someone wealth, honor, wisdom, and knowledge in abundance, overflow. Go down to verse 15. In the days of Solomon, just to let you know, the scripture says the king, as a result of the overflowing blessings of God, silver and gold were just plenteous as stones. Hallelujah. Were what? Plenteous as stones. Silver and gold became very common. Overflow. We're talking of overflowing blessing, overflowing favor, overflowing wisdom. God will give you wisdom that will defy human understanding. You want to enjoy, you want to attract a life of overflow, always come to God for an infilling. And when God filled you, make sure you what? You give sacrificially. Give your time. Give your service. Give your best in your place of work. I know many of us are Christians, but when it comes to your work, don't be lazy. Because when you are giving, you are not giving to your employer. You are giving that service unto the Lord. Even though the employer will still even pay you. But God is the one that can reward you beyond what the employer is paying you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I am here to let someone know that God wants you to enjoy overflow in every area of your life. If you go to the book of Joel chapter 2, verse 23 and 24. Joel chapter 2. It's a roundup. Joel chapter 2, verse 23 and verse 24. God wants you to enjoy overflow in your family life, in your career, in your business. Not just this month alone, but all the days of your life. He says, be glad, you children of Zion, rejoice in the Lord your God. He had given you the former rain moderately, and it will come to come down for you the rain, the former and the latter, in the first month, together, overflow. And the floor shall be full of what? Of wheat. Your fat shall overflow with wine and oil. Your life will overflow. Your barn will overflow. Your health will prosper and overflow. Do I have a witness in the house? But I also want to let you know. In John 3:16, for God so loved the whole world that he gave. Now do you see? God wants to give us an overflowing and eternal life. He had to give his own begotten son. And so what do you have that you cannot give God? What are you holding on to that you can? You want to enjoy a life of overflow. There is he that scatters, yet increase. God gave his only begotten son. And now he has many sons in you and I. A life of overflow. That is the life that God wants you to live. And that's why God is calling someone. In Psalm 50 verse 5. Psalm 50 verse 5. He said, gather together. Bring them together unto me. Those who have made the covenant with me by sacrifice. I want you to rise up. You're going to take a word of prayer before we take our thanksgiving. God has ordained you and I to a life of overflow. I don't want you to live and settle for an average life. And the principles of God are very simple. You want to enjoy a life of overflow. Why would you not come to the one that can fill you? If you need an infilling of the Holy Spirit for spiritual assignment, when you come to him, the Lord will fill you. Amen. I said he will fill you. When you come to him, you need an infilling in your finances. When you come to him, what will happen? He's the one that asked the disciples, go cast that net into that, you know, river. And the first fish there, I have already reserved our tax money. And you are still bothering. You are wondering, you are troubling yourself how your bills will get paid. No, when you come to him for overflow, when you come to the Lord, he's the one that says, I will supply all your need according to his own riches. Not according to your own efforts. Not according to your own bank account. Not according to the amount of contracts that you are waiting for. I want you to pray and say, Father, fill my life. Fill my life. Till overflow. Till I overflow. Which area of your life do you want God to fill you afresh? You see, every time that you come before the presence of the Lord, I want you to have a desire. Is it in your finances? Is it in your health? He's the one who has the key of David. And when he opens, no man can lock it. He's the one that has assured us that your health will prosper, will flourish and blossom. He's also the one who has assured you and I in his word. That when you obey and you serve him, you will spend your days in prosperity and your years in pleasure. Why don't you talk to the Lord? Which area of your life are you trusting him for overflow? In your health? I don't know which report you have received. But the Bible says Jesus was there for our transgression, bruised for iniquity. The chastisement of our peace has been laid on him. By stripe, you have been made whole. Your health must prosper. Your marriage must flourish. And if you have not given your life to Christ, that is where I want you to start. By saying, Lord Jesus, come into my life. You gave your only begotten son. I am giving also my life to you. What is it that the Lord is asking you to give and you are holding on to it? Thank you, Father Lord. Thank you, El Shaddai. Thank you, King of Glory. Yes, for someone, you are receiving that infilling of the Holy Spirit for the next assignment. Holy Spirit. Receive that infilling of the Holy Spirit for your next assignment. For your next assignment. In your career. In the work of the ministry. In your business. Receive that infilling in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you. I praise you. I honor you. I adore you. You have sent your word to us this morning. I ask, Lord, that these words will prosper and fulfill your mandate in our life. Every era, Lord, of your word this morning, I pray, visit us. Each and every one of us, like the day of Pentecost. Oh, let your spirit come upon us. Fill us afresh and anew with your Holy Ghost. With your fire, in the name of Jesus, by your infilling, by your overflow, let sickness disappear, let struggle disappear, let failure come to an end, let struggle come to an end. I decree for someone, your victory will overflow. Oh, your joy will overflow, your cup of blessing will overflow. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father Lord. In Jesus' name, we are praying. And amen.